Well, now, if you've been out to dinner with friends and struggled to split the bill, an Irish-based company, Circle, may be the one for you. Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, has met with the founder and she's with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are
you? What is Circle?
Circle is a genius idea and it's something that I've kind of said when I was out to dinner with friends before, God, I wish something existed that could make this a little bit easier. So the idea is that they're looking to make the transfer of money to friends and family.
This is when you're going Dutch or when you're splitting the bill proportionately. If one is a drinker, one is not a drinker.
Exactly.
Two people had dessert, two people didn't have dessert. One person had lobster, the other person had chips.
He had a side salad. It's the ultimate headache and you don't want to be standing there while the poor waiter or waitress stands over you with the card machine just waiting to get the money. So I met with Sean Neville, who's the co-founder and president of the company last week, and he explained what exactly Circle is and how it works.
Circle is a little bit like a WhatsApp for messaging, but with money, so that you can send notes, messages, pay people back for buying a beer, give a gift, share split of rent, social payments, person to person, across currencies. So euro to euro, but also euro to dollar, euro to pound, RMB, and so on. So it works just like sending a text message or an email. You can attach images, photos, have threaded conversations, but you can also attach money to it. So yeah, we think of money today as just it's data in a database, just like videos and blogs and opinions that go around the world. Money traditionally has been locked in those databases and not as fluid as content, but things are changing and we got excited about the opportunity to make money work the way everything else already does on the internet. Usually it does take time and through traditional banking and often their fees as well, particularly if you cross currencies. And we are coming to a point, I think, that there will be no fees for sending money, for holding money for someone and for sending money, whether it crosses currencies or not. Money has traditionally worked very differently, and that usually there's asking of permission from someone, a bank or some kind of gatekeeper, who we ask for permission to send our money, and usually those gatekeepers charge some kind of a tax, whether it's a fee or it's a time toll or whether it's both. So what we've done is we've leveraged technology in the background to make sending and receiving money very, very close to free for us so that we can make it free for all consumers and so that we can make it instant. And we use a number of different things in the background, such as blockchain technology. You may be familiar loosely with Bitcoin. We use blockchain technology based on Bitcoin to send money through around the world seamlessly in a way that you and I don't have to know the details of blockchain in the same way that I don't have to know about the details of HTTPS to buy a book on Amazon. But we use that technology to make it very, very close to free and global. And we also use applied artificial intelligence techniques and machine learning to lower the cost of managing risk and protecting against fraud and financial crime so that the costs are very, very low so that we can pass on no costs to customers.
I'm none the wiser.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, I get the gist of what he's saying,
yeah.
But I'm thinking, how is money removed from my account with the bank to your account with your bank?
So the way it works is you set up a profile, you open the app, you set up a profile and you have your account details lodged in with this.
Aha.
So the money isn't necessarily going into your main bank account. What it's going into, it's similar to PayPal. So it's going from your Circle account into your Circle into my Circle account.
Okay, so you have to move money from your regular account
yes.
into your Circle account.
Yes.
So it's a bit like a prepaid phone.
Exactly.
You have so much money in the till, as it were.
Exactly.
Or in the purse.
In
isn't
the purse,
that the,
that's
that the,
it,
the
yes.
word? And then you pass it on to your purse.
You can transfer it across. It's very handy. So say, for example, if a group of us are going out to dinner and I didn't know exactly how much I was going to spend, but I could transfer, say, 100 euro into my Circle account. And then at the end of the night, if you put the meal on your the bill on your card, I can then you can send a photograph of the receipt into the group of all the people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
I can work out what my meal costs and I can transfer you that exact amount of money into your Circle account. Then you can either keep that in your Circle account to use for other transactions or you can transfer to your bank account and then take the
okay.
money out of the
it
hole.
It sounds like a very good idea.
It's a very good idea. It's also, it's going to get sharper as well. I think they're going to try, as Sean was saying, they're going to try and remove some of the barriers and some of the delays that it takes when you're transferring money. This
the
is
other
just a nice solution.
Advantage of this, given the way it works, it's a bit like the parents who loaded up one of these cards to give to their kids,
the kids
going
yeah.
to the Gaeltacht or whatever. The most that can be ripped off from them is the amount that's put on the card. So if someone can in some way cheat you of your Circle money all they get is what's in the purse.
Is what's in there. Now, it's worth noting that this is regulated. It's regulated because it's a financial service. It's regulated by Barclays Bank in the UK. So it is a financial institution. So your money is completely safe and all of that. But like I said, it just gives you a bit more control of your money and it does kind of get rid of that headache.
He said at little or no cost, how does he make money?
He doesn't divulge that information.
The app is free to iOS and Android users. So how do you make money?
There's ads. They're also talking about, for larger transactions, introducing some transaction fees, but he didn't go into detail about how exactly they make money.
Okay, well, it's called Circle and it's downloadable right now.
Right now, yeah. And full details are up on newstalk.com/PatKinney.
Now, you've handed me a camera.
Yes.
It's not black.
No. Nope.
It's larger than a phone, slightly thicker than a phone, about the same height and width as a phone. And it's from Polaroid. They haven't gone away, you know.
They haven't gone away. I'm so excited about this product. I used to love, my granddad used to have a Polaroid camera and would print out square photographs of us. I still have some of them at home and I absolutely love them. Polaroid, the company itself actually shut down around 2001. The brand was bought by another company and they've produced a number of products. This is the first one that's come out in a while that's worth getting excited about.
It's called Snap Touch.
Snap Touch. The idea, as you described there, it is a camera. It's kind of, it's bright. It looks a bit like a product of Crayola. Do you know that way? It's very bright.
It's kind of salmony orangey colour.
Yeah. And there's no missing it, basically.
Okay, now I switch it on by simply pressing on the flash, which then pops up.
Exactly.
Okay. And I'll take a picture of the gang there who were waving.
Lucky them.
Warming up here. Okay, now I take a picture.
So you just give it a wee second.
Okay, you heard the click.
Yes.
Now, it says on the back, it's processing.
Yes. So the idea is that it's not the fastest machine in the world, but the idea is that you capture your image. Once you have it and it's been processed, you're then faced with options on the screen. If you press the print button, which I think is on the right-hand side of that screen.
Yeah, so it's actually jumped around a bit, but I'm pressing it now.
Yeah.
Pressing the print button.
And if you just press print again, so you can print as many copies of the one photograph as you want. We actually have pictures of some of the ones we did earlier up on at PatKennyNT on Twitter if you want to have a quick look. But the idea is that there's a 3.5-inch touchscreen on the back of this camera that allows you to edit, you can crop, or you can just print straight away. And the print, the images are 3x3, and they come out on zinc paper, so it's Z-I-N-K. So the little sheets of paper actually have the ink built in. So you don't have to put cartridges into your camera. The image just kind of bleeds onto the paper. And they're gorgeous. They're lovely little images. And you can actually take the back off if you want it to be stickers.
It's just come out and it
looks
perfect.
Quick.
Yes, about 60 seconds or thereabouts.
That's great. I've been using it quite a bit now in the last wee while. I took it to a hen party a few weekends ago and it was great fun. Everyone who was on the hen kind of got a little image to take away.
How much does the camera cost?
It's €199.
So it's not the most expensive camera. I don't know what sort of a lens is on it.
It's a 13 megapixel lens and there's sensors in it. It has Bluetooth capability. You can record full 1080p video, HD video. You can put a micro SD card into it as well if you want to increase
the
memory.
And the paper, the little packs of paper.
This is its biggest downfall. So refills, 30 refills for €24 or 50 for 50.
Yeah, so that's €1 a piece. And the actual print that you get out is about 5 centimetres by 3.
Yeah.
So it's not a huge print.
Not a huge print. And look, the thing is, I think Polaroid kind of know themselves that that the refills are a little bit pricey.
But that's how, presumably, they make their money.
That is how they make their money, unfortunately.
Mm. We have clones coming out with zinc paper that can be, you know, the way you get your Nespresso pods, which you can buy in the local supermarket, own brand. Will you be getting own brand zinc paper, I wonder?
I think so. The only thing with that is that, you know, the technology inside of the camera is what makes it magical. So if you're buying lesser quality ones, it may not be the same quality image. It's worth noting on this one as well, and the reason why I like it is that I can pair it to my phone. So if I take an image on my excellent camera that I have on my iPhone or on my Samsung S7, I can then print that photograph from the camera. And it's very clever. It's very easy to do. You just pair them up via Bluetooth and hit print. It's very easy.
And if you actually take a picture on this, can you Bluetooth it to a proper printer?
Oh, you can do, yeah. Absolutely, you can do. And obviously, your images are stored on that camera or on your memory card. So you can take it to a pharmacy and print loads of them out or put them in a photo book, whatever you want.
It's a fun item, basically.
It's a fun item, but I don't think it's as gimmicky as some people think. I think if you have a big family event coming up, like a wedding or a christening or a communion, it's a nice thing to have. It's nice to be able to give people little takeaways at the end of the day. The only thing to note is that the refills are a little bit expensive, but I've had great fun with this over the last wee while.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much.